The guy with his hand on the pulse of everything happening down there in Joliet is going to be here to fill us in on all of the things going on, specifically with drag racing weekend coming up. It is Scott Paddock. Scott, welcome to WGN.
Hey, Dane. Great to be back on the show with you.
It is the kind of thing, and we talk about it, no substitute for being there, but I'll contend that, you know, NHRA and drag racing is one of the most, I think it is the most exciting one to see in person. It isn't like road racing where maybe you see things happen, but there's a space between some of the action, you know, or, you know, the stock car racing is great as well, because I think all of your senses, including just like the vibrations and the feeling, you get it when you're watching drag racing.
Well, what these drivers will tell you, and this has been scientifically proven, Dane, that the G-force impact they feel at the starting line is analogous to what an astronaut feels and experiences during liftoff on the space shuttle. So imagine if you've got a front row seat as a fan to witness that action. And I truly believe that this sport interacts and touches all five of the human senses, the sights, the sounds, even the smell of nitromethane in the air that will bring tears to your eyes if you get in that pit area for a whiff of it. So it's just a lot of fun, and it's hard to replicate that sitting on your living room couch.
And so you have the stars of the sport are making their way out, and but it is a whole weekend. You think about some of the action that you have on Sundays that may make it into some of that primetime television on some of the speed channels, but you've got it's a weekend of fun for race fans.
It is. You know, this is all about access this weekend. So I've worked with a ton of professional athletes throughout my sports career, and I've never found any that are more fan-friendly, fan-accessible, and really, you know, just interested in the fans' well-being than NHRA drag racers. So there's a saying, every ticket is a pit pass, and that's true. Once you get into the venue, you can watch the exciting racing on the track, and then you wander over to Nitro Alley, the fan midway area, and you've got a front row seat to watch these world-class crew chiefs and mechanics literally break down these engines and rebuild them for every qualifying pass, because the duress on those engines is so intense with that 10,000 horsepower. So, and going those speeds. So, but music's a big part of the weekend, food and beverage, social interaction, music, sponsor engagement. It's just a lot of fun and great family entertainment.
And when you think about Route 66 and Chicagoland Speedway, it is one of those things that not only do you get to watch great events there, but you get to kind of interact and do some things. You can tell us like when these things are coming up, but I got an opportunity. And so thank you to you is you had the Frank Hawley Dragster Driving School out recently, kind of in advance of the NHRA weekend. I got a chance along with some of our other kind of media notables, you know, in whatever capacity. I think we had a traffic guy and a sports guy. And so I got to actually drive one of the powered down Top Fuel style dragsters. I'm telling you, it was amazing. Now, I'm not like the biggest guy, at least height wise, but it still felt a little bit cramped. Like for you as a guy that's 6'8", have you ever gotten in and gotten a chance to try one of those?
I tried and I couldn't contort my body to fit into it, like you said. So, but isn't it fun to drive over 100 miles an hour with no repercussions of getting pulled over by law enforcement?
Yes. I was going to get pulled over by Frank Hawley because I actually took the wrong way back. And I was the same example that he admonished, you know, in the little training session. So apologize for that. But you know what? And I got to tell you right this, and I'll tell the listeners that my time was strong. So I think I came in maybe second or so.
Wow. So, nice. Impressive.
Yeah,
how about your reaction time off the tree?
You know, I'd like to think it was pretty good, but you know, it's the kind of thing you gotta work towards, and you gotta go ahead and build up. And NHRA and drag racing is one of those, and you know, because you're involved with all of the different sports and racing, is you gotta have it kind of dialed in and ready to go. And if you don't, then you're just not going to succeed. A little bit later on in the program, we're going to have Larry McReynolds on, you know, a crew chief, and on the NASCAR side for stock car, you have all those opportunities to make those adjustments throughout the course of a race. But drag racing, you gotta get it dialed in from the beginning.
No doubt about it. And just think about the science and the technology and the precision that you have with all of those factors to go from 0 to 335 miles an hour in 3.7 seconds. I mean, that is one heck of a scientific experiment. So, and believe it or not, it's actually the 20th running of the Route 66 NHRA National. So we're going to welcome back, Dane, a lot of the former stars and legends that comprised our 20 years of history, but also throughout NHRA's history. Names like Tom the Mongoose McEwen and Ron Coulter and Gary Dyer and others that have really a special place throughout NHRA history. They're going to be signing autographs for the fans, posing for photos, doing Q&A sessions. So we're going to celebrate this milestone anniversary in style.
Wow. Okay, so if you are a fan of the sport, and who isn't, and you get a chance to see some of that history there, and I got to say, at one of the, and this is, and I'm sure you get a lot of this feedback as well, is one of, if not the best facility in all of drag racing at Route 66.
Well, the question was posed to Top Fuel dragster and NHRA champion Antron Brown about a year ago, just prior to our event. And they asked him, what was it like the first time you came to Route 66 Raceway? Because it was the first ever stadium of drag racing, this horseshoe that really encompassed and maximized the acoustics within the venue. And he gave a great answer. He said, I imagined it must have been what the Roman gladiators felt when they went into the Roman Colosseum for battle for the first time, the scale, the magnitude, the grandness of the venue. And I thought that was a really cool way to describe the really special venue we have here right in our backyard.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, the way that you say that, and when you think about it, it really is, because the way that the drivers, you know, enter, like you enter into it kind of like a gladiator, right? And you're there in the middle of it, and it's all up and all around you. That's exciting stuff. For people who want to get out there and experience it all with you, all of the history, all of the racing, and the entire weekend of family fun, what's the website where they can go get some tickets?
Sure, they can go to Route66Raceway.com, Route66Raceway.com, or call 888-629-RACE. And the best pricing is available right now, and every ticket is a pit pass. So once you get in the doors, the rest is on us.
Scott Paddock, Route 66 Raceway, and of course, Chicagoland Speedway, getting ready for another big weekend. Thanks for taking a moment out and calling us on the show today.
Hey, thanks a lot, Dane. Really appreciate it.